What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to day four of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, Worship Leads to Witness. Matt Redmond said, "In worship, God captures your heart. When He's got it, then the real work begins." Our text for today is Matthew 28:7-10. "Then go quickly and tell His disciples that He is risen from the dead, and behold, He is going before you to Galilee. There you will see Him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell His disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of His feet and worshipped Him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell My brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see Me." Some thoughts on today's reading. When the women left the empty tomb, their hearts were filled with joy. Knowing the tomb was empty was all they needed to have hearts full of praise. These women worshiped Jesus by grasping His feet. After they had spent time at the feet of Jesus, they got on their feet and delivered His message to the disciples. Authentic worship leads to an audacious witness. When you worship Jesus as the Messiah, you will witness Him with His message. Those who truly come and see, go and tell. Worship is a response in two unique ways. First of all, worship involves responding to God for who He is and what He has done, expressed in the things we say and the way that we live. In the truest sense, worship is a reaction to seeing Jesus. When you realize you are in His presence, you will worship at His feet. Bowing would be the natural response to seeing an earthly king. How much more so when you see the King of Kings? Second, true worship that starts with a response concludes with a second one. When you meet Jesus in worship, you leave with a greater urgency to make His name known. Amazement leads to announcement. Witnessing His majesty leaves you wanting to deliver His message. True biblical worship will solve the apathy that many believers have in their witness. When we worship in reverent awe of who He is, we will witness with a renewed anticipation of His return. Everyone talks about something that brings them excitement. When someone has good news, they share it with everybody they see. When someone has a baby, nobody has to ask them to share their news. When someone who was dying of a disease is miraculously healed, nobody has to drag the good news out of them. Perhaps we don't share Jesus as we should because we aren't always excited about the good news of our salvation. Shouldn't those who are born again spiritually share the excitement of their new birth? Every person who has experienced salvation has been miraculously healed and has been resurrected from sin's death sentence. Isn't the character of God and all that He has done more than enough to elicit a worshipful response from those He created in His own image? My prayer is that nothing in all of creation will come close to the excitement that I find in knowing the One who created everything. The same exhilaration we feel at Easter can be in our hearts all year long if we keep our focus on our resurrected Savior. May your genuine worship lead to greater witness. Some questions to consider. How do fear and joy prompt genuine worship? Imagine how the women felt when they met the resurrected Jesus. What do you think your response would have been? How does your excitement about Jesus lead to expressing your faith in Him? Thanks for joining us today.